Hello?
Hello, is Angela Howard there?
This is Angela.
Hi, Angela. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and just know your answers are confidential. So let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. And are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, thank you. And just to make sure that we are representing everyone, may I know your race?
African-American.
Okay, thank you so much. And may I also know your age?
No. Do you need
okay,
that?
No worries. No, no worries. Thank you so much. It's okay. So now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they wanted the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate it on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important for you, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or a 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first issue is protecting Social Security and Medicare. How would you rate that?
The highest is 1 or 10?
No, the highest is 10. Yes.
10.
Thank you. And the next one, protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Thank you so much. And what about fighting inflation and improving the economy?
10.
Thank you. And also eliminating food deserts in our communities.
10.
Okay. Thank you so much. And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
Not as good.
So would you say better, about the same, or worse?
Worse.
Okay, thank you. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for Black people?
Worse.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. Now, which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to two, and I'm going to read the options. Marijuana and other cannabis products, opiates and fentanyl, cigarettes, alcohol, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, and vaping.
What was the first two? I didn't understand.
Oh, no worries. The first two are marijuana and other cannabis products, and the second one, opiates and fentanyl.
Opioids, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And crack, cocaine.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer. And now I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit to cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
I agree.
Okay. And would you agree or disagree? I'm sorry, strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. And now I would like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, you can tell me if you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all with the product. The first one is heat, not burn. Heat, not burn tobacco products.
Heat, not burn?
Yes.
What is that? Are those like snuff and those type of products?
Well, let me check. Pretty much are like the products that you don't have to use fire.
That would be snuff. Okay. You want to know my opinion on them?
No, if you're very familiar, somewhat familiar.
I'm familiar. I'm very familiar. I'm familiar.
Okay, thank you. And what about oral nicotine pouches?
Very familiar.
Thank you. And also, what about e-cigarettes or vapes?
Very familiar.
Okay, thank you so much. And I would like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke, and only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? I will read the options for you. The options are more education and anti-tobacco advertising, cost of smoking has gone up, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, or more government restriction and bans?
The cost of cigarettes have gone up.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I would like to read two statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. The first statement is, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we shall continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. And the second statement is, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches or prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. So which of the following statements do you agree with more, with the first one or the second one?
The second one.
Okay, thank you. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
More harmful.
Okay, but would you say much more harmful or somewhat more harmful?
Much more.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you some statements that people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each statement using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number. So the first one is, opioids are killing 100,000 Americans a year, and the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly 5 times as many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out to the harm reduction playbook that's already being used in our country to combat opioid use and in Europe and Japan to combat cigarette use by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking. How would you rate this statement?
I'll give it a 4.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer. The next one is, quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 in 10 people who try are successful. But there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significant declines in the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives to help them switch if they can't or don't want to quit tobacco and nicotine altogether. How would you rate that one?
A 9.
Okay, thank you. And the last statement is the following. Our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking. And our prevention, education, and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rate in 30 years. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, and largest-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working. But so are less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all these methods to help reduce the smoking rate and save as many lives as possible. From 0 to 10, how would you rate that one?
7.
Okay. Thank you so much. We're just close to finish, and the next one is, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, but I would like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with the smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you so much. And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? You can say only yes or no. Smokeless tobacco such as Deep or Chew?
No.
Thank you. What about oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Thank you. E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Thank you. Cigars?
No.
Thank you. Heat, not burn tobacco products?
No.
Thank you. Pipe tobacco?
No.
Thank you. And the last product, cigarettes?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
College level 16, I guess.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years old of age or younger living in your house?
No.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? The options are wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class. I'm retired.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
It's rural.
Okay, thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And would you say strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And is the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates for, were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you so much. And this actually concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.